Live via satellite from the entertainment capital of the world, it's Rockline, North America's number one rock radio program. Rockline is brought to you by 24 on Fox.
Hi, I'm Tony Scott, in for Bob Coburn, and tonight we welcome Don Felder and Ravi Soni from RKS Guitars. To speak with Don or Ravi, call the toll-free Rock Line at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. One number, toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. And now, let's welcome our guests. Ladies and gentlemen, it brings me great pleasure to welcome singer, songwriter, guitarist, and all-around great guy, Don Felder, to Rock Line. And a big hello to Ravi Soni. Did I get that right, Ravi?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for correcting me right before we went to air. Ravi with RKS Guitars. For the next hour and a half or so, we're going to talk with Don and Ravi and enjoy just a very small sampling of many of rock and roll signature tunes that Don has been a part of through his many years of singing and songwriting and guitar playing. And we've got a Katrina benefit coming up we're going to talk about.
That's right.
Tickets went on sale today, right?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
We all know you from your work with the Eagles, Don, but there have been numerous collaborations with everyone from Stevie Nicks and Bob Seger and Warren Zevon and Pure Prairie League and Boss Skaggs, soundtracks.
Uh-huh.
I wish we had time to play all of it. Did you bring anything from Flo?
I did not. I haven't actually heard that record for quite a few years, to tell you the truth. But it was my first album, and it was a wonderful experience in New York to be able to go through that and do it and be discovered at the Fillmore East in New York.
Wow.
And make that record was a great experience.
You were just a youngin' back then, 19, right?
I was pretty young, yeah, those days. Yeah.
That was your Gainesville, Florida band, was that right?
Yeah, we actually had a band there that was playing around Florida, and the couple of the guys that were working on a road crew for the Young Rascals saw us and decided that they were going to introduce us to their management company and take us to New York. And so we moved to New York, and the Young Rascals kind of became partially our mentors. They gave us B3 organs and an older set of drums, and Gene Cornish gave me a guitar, and you know, we had their Shure PA system, and we rehearsed in this kind of oil refinery there that made Italian Caruso olive oil that I think one of the Felix Cavalieri's dad or somebody owned, and when the factory closed, we got to go in at night and rehearse there and prepare to make that record. So it was a great experience, you know. I had a wonderful time.
Love those old stories. Now, yeah. Did you know Tom Petty back in those days, by any chance?
No, I actually knew Tom before then. Tom and I spent some time together in Gainesville. I was a guitar teacher and worked at a music store there, which was my main source of income during the day after school before I went out and played in the bars at night, illegally, I must add.
Oh!
And
you didn't say that.
Tom would come in, and he took some guitar lessons from me, and then he started playing in a band with two guys called the Rucker Brothers.
Yeah, something like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And so I started helping them kind of arrange guitars and teaching, you know, those guys what was going on. Went to some of their gigs and kind of hung around together. And then when I left Gainesville to go to New York, Tom and I kind of parted ways there for a while. And then the last thing I wound up hearing him on the radio and go, I know that voice. Wait a minute. I know that guy. Where do I know that from?
I'm sure that's happened a lot through the years. You hear a voice or, you know, somebody you knew from back then. Hey, the number is 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625 to talk to Don or Ravi. We're going to talk guitars in just a little bit here. And RKS has got some great stuff out. So let's backtrack just a bit here and talk about you jumping into the Eagles.
Okay.
How did that happen exactly?
Well, like I said earlier, a lot of my memory from the 70s has blurred from various sources, but I was actually came out here. Bernie Ledden and I were good friends in high school and were in a band together for a couple of years and made a record and toured around Gainesville before I moved to New York. And Bernie left Gainesville and moved back to California and kept calling me and making contact with me either by phone or in some tour he was on. He kept saying, you should move to California. You need to move to California because that's really where the music scene is. And I was on the East Coast and went, no, I've got this kind of hookup that we're going to New York in a different direction, you know. So over the years of kind of bumping into each other, we finally wound up him convincing me that I should move from the East Coast out to California. And I did. I moved out here and wound up getting a job working with a guy named David Blue, who was a singer-songwriter. And David had just had his record produced by Graham Nash, and he was the opening act for Crosby Nash. So I was hired to go out and play with David Blue on the opening act, just him and me, for Crosby Nash. And then I think it was about the third or fourth show, David Lindley, who's a brilliant guitarist, got really sick with the flu, and we were staying at the Watergate Hotel in Washington, as a matter of fact, and Graham called me down and said, hey, we really need you to sit in and do my my guitar part for this band, for this show. Can you sub for David tonight? And I went, okay. I mean, I know most of the songs just from listening to their set. I'd go listening to their set every night.
Right.
And then I wound up doing a quick sound check rehearsal with them, and as a matter of fact, Dave Mason was called in and set in on that show too. It was at the what was the name of the theater outside Washington? Anyway, he came down and played on that show with me the first night I wound up playing with David and Graham. And then, so they were managed all by the same company, the Eagles, Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Jackson Browne were all managed by David Geffen. And so word was coming back into the management company that I was doing okay.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Pretty good, man.
So then I'd been around Bernie and played with Bernie a lot, and then I'd go down to Eagles rehearsals and just kind of jam and play around. And so I got this call to come down. They were in the middle of making On the Border,
right.
And they asked me if I'd come down and play slide guitar on this one song, Good Day in Hell.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, sure, and I backed up a Les Paul on a little Tweed Deluxe and went down there and played slide guitar on it. And the next day I got a call from Glenn asking me to join the band, and I said, well, yeah, sure, absolutely, I'd love to.
Did you say, I'll think about it, or did you play a little hard to get, or did you go right at it?
No, I went right at it. I was very happy. I liked Bernie. I loved the band, the music the band had already made. The hardest part was having to go tell Graham that I wasn't going to be able to play with them anymore, because I really liked their music and really liked them as people and had a great time with them. So that's pretty much how I got drugged into the Eagles.
Gotcha. Well, when we think of Don Felder, we also think of not only the Eagles, but a certain song called Heavy Metal, which we all love. And we're going to throw that on, come back, talk to Robbie, how you guys hooked up. And it is Don Felder, Tony Scott for BC. Here's Heavy Metal on Rockline.